You'll find the Bahadastin, Rashi has Tupshotim, even means Hadastim, it comes from Mitzrayim, or else Mitzrayim means from the boundary, from the border. The Hadastim that grow on the border of the field, it has a lot of space to spread out. So there you have a lot of leaves growing out. Dekaimo Shiva Shiva Bechatkina. You have Hadastim Mamash, not only three leaves, but seven leaves come out at the same point. It's all along the Hadastim, around the circle, you have seven leaves coming up from each point. So, Mel, in such a case, that's the Brisa says, that the Chinasri Abo, even if right, even if four leaves fall off it, still Tosha Lutlosa. You're left over with three. And therefore, it's kosher. Since you have over, it's Kayemis, it's kosher. So, Omar Abaye Shemamino, Hayasim Mitzroa kosher. Here I see that you have Hadasim that has seven leaves coming around it, still it's kosher. Kosher Lo Shani, let it use it for the Lulav. For the Marpshita, like, why not? Like, if three is kosher, what's wrong if you have more leaves coming around the same circle? What's going to make it worse? Rosh says, yes. Now, the time, I would have thought, since it has, like, another nickname, it's not called Stam Hadassim. It's called Asa Mitzro. It has, like, a nickname to it. Either means Hadassim from Mitzrayim, or else Mitzro means the boundary. So since it has another nickname to it, Loi Mitzkasher, maybe everything is possible. Kamash Malah, no, that still is kosher. There's for the Gemara V'yei Mochinami, but maybe say so, maybe you're right, maybe Taika should be possible. V'yei Mochinami, the Gemara says, Eitz Ovois Omarachmana Mikol Mokum. The Torah says, Eitz Ovois at any place. In other words, as long as it has three leaves coming up at the same stem, going around it, around and around, it's kosher. Any type of Eitz Ovois is kosher. You don't have, even if it has a nickname to it. The Torah wasn't marked with any Eitz Ovois is kosher. That's this Gemara so far, that it says what? If you have seven leaves growing mamish around each time with Hadassim, then the Brisa says if Reuven of it falls off, still it's kosher, but provided if you have three left over. So the Shalom that we're showing them, what's going to be though, if a normal Hadassim like we have, you only have three leaves coming up at each stem, you have three threes, let's say only one falls off from each one of them, is it kosher or not? So the Paschal Alocha, a lot of Shita sold, yes, it is kosher. As we say, Rubik Kuloi, if you have right, if you have two of the three left over, still it's kosher. There's Metchila, there were three leaves coming up all around. And now one leaf for the whole thing straight down fell off, still the Hadassim is kosher. Because it's called Rubik Kuloi. If you have right left over, then it's kosher. Here in our case, it's worse. Because here you don't have Ruba anymore. Here you started out with seven leaves. You started out with the round Hadassim, there were seven leaves coming up. So if four of them fell off, you don't have Rav left anymore. So Rav fell off. So therefore, it's only kosher in this case if you have three leaves left over. But in the case where you only start out with three leaves and only one falls off, since you have Rav, two left over, that would be kosher. So son, if you only have three and one falls off, it's kosher. But here, where you start out with seven, if five would have fell off, then it would be possible. Because here you can't say Ruba Kakula. Since you started out with seven leaves, so five of the seven would fall off, even though you have two left over, that's no good. In such a case, you have to have three leaves left over. But a normal Hadassim only has three leaves, even if one fell off all along, still it's kosher. Tana Rabbanan, the price is like this. Yovshu Rav Olav. Let's say most of the leaves became dried out on the Hadassim. V'noshru boy, shloisha badei olin, lachin, but it was left over. Three leaves that are still wet, that are still fresh, then kosher. It's enough just to have three leaves left over is kosher. About the Yomar Rav Chizda over Rosh Kol Echad V'Echad. You have to know where these three leaves have to be on the top. If the top three leaves of the Hadassim is fresh, then even though on the bottom leaves are dried out, still it's kosher. Because the Svara, why if it's dried out, it's puzzle, because it's not called Hadar, it doesn't look nice. So the Chiddush is if the top leaves look fresh, that makes it look Hadar. Then it's called a nice Hadassim. Even though the bottom leaves are all dried out, still it's kosher. So Rashi learns, Shloisha badi olin lachin. Rashi says, Shloisha badin, you need three like stems, Ovechol badu bad, Shloisha olin. On each one of them, you have to have three leaves coming out, lachin. Tibabotzim, Shloisha olin lehevi yovis. If you don't have three leaves coming out from each stem, like each circle around Hadassim, it's not called yovis. So it's a big question of exactly what does Rashi mean. Some learn Rashi is saying a machmir. Rashi is saying that Yovish is only kosher, you have to have three sets of three leaves that are still fresh. In other words, like the top three circles of leaves have to be fresh. And the Mara says of Rosh Kolechon, Shu'olan alachin b'roshay habadim, that the fresh ones have to be on top of the stem. Avo b'em tsoyim lav hodru. If you only have the fresh in the middle of the hadasim, that's not called hodr. Hodr, we look at the top of the hadasim. Usually it's not again. Usually if anything is dried out, it's always the top leaves that gets dried out. But dried out means mamish, it's like white already, and it's brittle. Kozman, it's not brittle, doesn't break, or it's not white, it wouldn't have a psul of yavish. Also going to Rashi, Rashi just means also, shloisha badi, Rashi means, it's talking about the three hadasim you have in the luluf. You have three hadasim. So in the three hadasim, each one of them has to have the top three leaves, have to be fresh. If you have the top three leaves that are fresh, it's kosher. Right, then the Mishnah says, niktam roshim. If the top of the hadasim was cut off, it's possum. And here for sure, the Mefarshim say, niktam here means that the stem was cut off. Just if one of the top leaves or the top leaf itself was cut in half, that would still be kosher. It has to be that the stem of the hadasim was niktam, was cut off on top, then it's possum. Tona ula barchinino, niktam roshim. Let's say the top part of the stem was cut off. But we also buy tamra. But then it grew on it, a berry grew on it. For hadasim, you have berries growing on it sometimes. So on the top of the stem, you had a berry growing out of it. It's kosher. But now it's not a concern from chosl, it's not missing. Since the berry grew out, like that's mashem, that finishes it off. So you have a complete hadasim. So Drashi, for you also boy tamru, come in tomorrow, the type of a date. Kein hanimsa ba'ali arova. Pomin bi'olin dove kimin tree. Sometimes like little fruit attached to it, yorin. And the women use it to dye their their kerchiefs with it. So that's the locha. Niktam is possible, but if a berry grew on top of the hadasim, then it's kosher. Boy Reb Yirmiya, what's going to be niktam roishem erev yomtiv? Let's say an erev yomtiv that happened at hadasim, the top of the hadas of the stem itself was cut off a little bit. So you also boy tomorrow be yomtiv. And it grew, the berry grew on Yontif, and the first day Yontif, in the middle of the day, that's when the berry grew. So Rashi learns, we also bought tomorrow Yontif, Mishinegad, even if you tied the Hadassim to the Luluf. The Betolish Nami Salkebei, that's the Chiddush. Even though you pulled off the Hadassim off the tree, but it can still grow, it still has some life to it. Give it some water, it can still grow. So we're talking about you pulled off the Hadassim off the tree, Erev Yontif, and you put it into the Luluf. And an Erev Yom Tov was niktam, the top got cut off. And now on Yom Tov, punkt in the morning, you see a little berry start to come out of it. What's the locha? Mahu? What's the locha? What's the shayla? Yesh dichoy eitzo mitzvah es oiloi. Do we say, since there's a time when the mitzvah was, you could not use it, that's called dichoy, it was like thrown away, so you can't use it anymore. Or else, no. At the beginning of Yom Tov, when it was niktam, when it was missing, it was possible, then you can't use it. But later on in the day, when the berry comes on, now it becomes kosher again. And we don't say since the beginning of Yom Tov it was not usable, it was like dochui, it remains loylem. No, that's the shayla. So we say, yesh dichoy etz mitzvahs oiloi. Rashi, yesh dichoy etz mitzvahs kleimar. Neheges teras dichoy etz mitzvahs. Kishem sheneheges etz kabonis. Di yemira venitche mishenishchato. Omrata yitche. The sulei hoder. If you have a korban, that b'shash shchita was kosher. And then later something happened to it. It became possible. Even though later becomes kosher again, you can't use it anymore. Since there was a time that was not usable, it remains not usable. It's Achinami. Here also. When you cut off the top of the stem, it became possible. It can't become kosher anymore now that on Yom Tov itself, the berry grew. So far, we're not making any difference whether there was a time that the thing was roy for the mitzvah, then it became posel, then it became roy again, or rather over here it was never roy. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was niktam, like it was cut off from before Yom Tov. So at the beginning of Yom Tov, if you put it into the lulav, it's not roy. So the mitzvah like was never roy, was never usable. Then later it grows, so that's our shayla. Is it kosher now or not? Do we say once it was not usable, it remains that way, or else no? So Gemara says, "V'tivshet lemeho." I'll bring you a raya from this case. That's none. We learned by mitzvahs kisi adam, kiso. Somebody covered up, you shechted a chayam, or else a knife, a bird. So loch is you have to cover up its dam, its blood. So you covered it up in its gala. Then the wind blew away the dirt. It's possible a potter melechasis. You don't have to cover it up anymore. Once you did the mitzvah, you covered it up once. You did the mitzvah. Even if the wind blows away the dust, the dirt, still it's kosher. What about kisa haruach? Let's say you didn't make a maisa kisa. You just shechted the yoyf. And then by the wind by itself threw dirt on top of the dam, the locher is chayav chasi. You have to later do a maisa kisa. It's not called the mitzvah was done. Now, the Yom Rabba Bar Bachon Amr of Yechanon, Leishon, this is only learned, El Shechozar Vinizgalo. Only if, like, first the wind blew some dirt on top of the blood. Then the wind blew away the dirt. So now there's a mitzvah to be mechasa to cover up the dam, since no man, no person ever did the mitzvah yet. Avo Leichozar Vinizgalo, Potter. But if the wind, if nobody takes away the dirt, in other words, you made a shechita, the blood fell on the floor, and now the wind covered it up, calls the man the dirt is on top of the dam, you put him in the chasesh. There's no mitzvah kisui. So that's the halacha. In other words, you can't let kisui if it's covered up with that with dirt. It's only if the dirt goes off it. Now, since at the beginning it only came through the wind, no man did the mitzvah kisui, there's still a mitzvah to be the chasesh. But right now, when the wind blew the dirt on top of it, there's no mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah now. Even if later the wind again throws away the dirt off the blood, why is there a mitzvah now to do the mitzvah kisi adam? The chura should be a kasha. The chura, since at the time when the wind blew the dirt on top of the blood, that like it's itchi, you can't do the mitzvah anymore because right now it's covered up. It's true, nobody has a kima mitzvah. It's not considered like the mitzvah was done, because a man didn't cover up the blood, the wind threw the dirt and covered it up. But right now it's not coverable, because it's covered already. So right now like, there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. And still you're telling me now you're allowed to do the mitzvah. The Yomara Papa says, Zaisameres, from here it's a raya, that ain't dichu yet the mitzvahs. There's no svara to say that once, like you couldn't do the mitzvah, you can't do it anymore. No. At the time when the wind covered up the blood, right now you can't do the mitzvah, because the blood is covered up. But if later something happens that the dirt falls off the blood, now the mitzvah comes back again, and you can do the mitzvah. So you see, there's no svar of dichui. So that should be the same svar here by hadasim also. If at the beginning of Yom Tov, your hadasim was niktam, the top part of the stem was cut off, so it's a posel hadas. Now on Yom Tov, in the middle of the day, if a berry comes growing up on top of it, it could become kosher. So even though at the beginning of the day it was not usable, we say, ein dichui etz mitzvah. That's a raya. Gemara says, the Rav Papa gufa mi boile. Then we have a shayla gufa in Rav Papa's halacha about kisi adam. Is the pshat that nifsha pshitilei, like Rav Papa said for sure, like he was partially came to a conclusion, the ain dicho yetz mitzvahs, he's telling us a fact, you should know that halacha is ain dicho yetz mitzvahs, loishno lekulo, loishno lechumra, doesn't make a difference to be machmir or to be mekel. In both cases, the mitzvah still applies. Oidilma, maybe no. Maybe Svukim Mishafkele. Maybe Rav Papa had a suffix, was in doubt what the locher is. And Lechumra Amrinon, Lekula Lamrinon. That maybe we only say it Lechumra. Like in this case, where the wind covered up through the dirt on top of the blood. So true, right now there's no more mitzvah. Now the dirt goes off it. So Rav Papa was in doubt what's the locher. Do we say there's still a mitzvah kisya not? Once far as no, since it wasn't usable, you couldn't do the mitzvah, it remains no more mitzvah, or else no. Now that you could do the mitzvah, you have a chiyuv. So maybe our papa really was in doubt what the lechur is. And there he said, lechumra, go ahead and do it, like what he got to lose. If you don't do the mitzvah, for sure you're not doing anything. So you might as well take some dirt and throw it on top of the blood that maybe there's a mitzvah. That's because he has a sulfic. Mashenkin, in our case here, Bahadasim, you want to know why you're making the mitzvah. Comes Yom Tov in the morning, and even though last night, or Yom Tov in the morning even, early in the morning, it was still niktim, was still cut off the top of the Hadassim, so it was posel. Later in the day, a berry grows on it, it becomes kosher. But here you have to go to Chumrah, that maybe there's a doubt to say that since at the beginning of the day, you couldn't use it for a mitzvah, it's dochli, it can't be used anymore, and you can't use it for the mitzvah anymore. So, Lechumrah, maybe you can't be yetz of the mitzvah. That's why we still have a suffix. What's the halacha taka? In our case, when the berry grows on Yom Tov, do we say now that Hadassim is fit to be used? Or else, no, since the beginning it wasn't fit, it remains not fit, you can't use it anymore. So suffix, so in this case of Hadassim, it's a suffix if you make him the mitzvah not. So it's better to use other Hadassim. Let's say this shayla is a machlokes tanoim. Lema Kitanui. Ovar Veloktan Possum. Let's say case again, like the Mishnah says, if you have more berries on the Adasim than you have leaves, so it's Possum. Now the Bryce says, what about Ovar Veloktan? That's even a Cholomoid. You went and you picked off all the berries off the Hadasim. The Bryce says it's Possum. Dibri Rebbe Lezer, Bread Tzadik. Some say Dibri Rebbe Shimon Ben Yoy Tzadik. But the Chom hold like it says, now Mishnah is kosher. The Mi'etzim kosher, Mishnah says. If you peel off, you pick off all the berries, then the Adasim remain kosher. So that's the Machlokes said. Does it help to pick off the berries later or not? So Gemara says, Savru, like the Gemara thought to say, the Kula Yalma, both of them hold here, that Lulav ain't Sar Chagad. There's no mitzvah of Adafka to make Agad. You don't have to tie together the three minim of the Hadasim. That's what everybody holds. Rashi says, Lulav ain't Sar Chagad. It's not really cold. You have to make the lulav. The lucky time of the Reb Lezer, the apostle, Mishum Tassav Leminosli. In other words, don't say that Reb Lezer says it's possible here, because at the time when you made the lulav. Because if you'd say there's a mitzvah to tie the three meaning together, then we had before it's called a Maisasiya. You have to like make the lulav. So that would be a new svara here. At the time when you tied these Adasim onto the lulav, since at that time there were more berries, so it's apostle Adasim. So it's not called you did a mice of making the lulav together. So that's why we're not help you to pull off the berries later. Because you didn't do a new asi, you didn't do a new mice of making the lulav. So we want to more say now everybody else no. There's no mice asi, you don't have to make the lulav. The mitzvah is just hold the three minim, the four minim in your hand. You don't have to tie them together. Vaita, the more says, v'imtim tzolayim, even if you want to tell me, tzorech agid, even if you want to tell me maybe there is a mitzvah, that you do have to tie the three meaning together, but still I'll tell you both of them hold that lo yalfinan lulav misukkah. We do not learn out the mitzvah lulav from the mitzvah sukkah. The chsiv bo tase, v'loy minosi. By sukkah, the Torah says, tasu, you have to make the sukkah. So here we say at any time, if you made this chach bepsul, it doesn't help you later to change your mind to want it to be kosher. Because the asi, when you made this chach, you didn't make it kosher. If you threw the bundle of straw on top, just on not to dry out, not to be for sale. So we say you did not make it the same sale. It's not called the good asiyah. Later you have to make over again the schach. That's only by sukkum with the Torah says lashon of asiyah tasa. You have to make the schach. Mashenkin by lulav going now. Even if you want to tell me that there is a mitzvah agad that you have to tie the three meaning together, but you don't learn out lulav from sukkah. It's not called the ma'is asiyah. It's not called you have to make the lulav. So if so. So what's the machlokes now, Reb Lezer and Chomim? If you first put this hadasim with the berries into the lulav, so at that time true it's possible. But now you picked off all the berries, and now you have a kosher hadas. Why does Reb Lezer say it's still possible? What's the svara? So Gemara says, my love, isn't it? B'hokim iflugi. This is the machlokes. Demand the possible, the one that says it's possible, it's no good. Sovar holds, Reb Lezer holds, amrinan yesh dichoy etz mitzvus. We say this svara, it's dichoy. Since at the time when you put the hadasim into the lulav, the hadasim was posel, it had too many berries on it, so at that time it was not usable. So even though later when you fix it up, still it remains with its psul, sheish dichoy. Once you can't use it, it remains that way. Man damachshe, what did the chum hold? Sova they held, layam minun yesh dichoy etz mitzvus. We don't say the svar of yesh dichoy. No, at the time when the berries were attached to it, it's posel, it's not usable. But later just remove the berries, and it becomes kosher. And you don't say dichoy etz mitzvus. So who is the machlokes hanoyim? So Gemara says loy. Maybe not that. I'll tell you. Maybe that this is not the machlokes. I'll tell you the kuli yal. Everybody could hold loy yaminon yesh dichoy etz mitzvus. Maybe both of them. Even Reb Lezer holds that ain't dichoy. Whereas even though at the beginning it was not fit to be used, but later when you pull off the berries, now it becomes fit. You could use it. It's no svar of dichoy. Since at one time it was pushed away, it remains pushed away. No. Now that it's raw, you could use it. So what's the machlokes then here? Why does Reb Lezer say it doesn't help later to peel off the berries? Why not? I'll tell you, v'hochom, the melef lulav misukkah kamiflugi. This goof is the machlokes. Do we learn out lulav from sukkah? In other words, going now, everybody holds that you have to have a mitzvah agad. You have to do a mice of tying the lulav together. You have to have the adasim, the arovas, and the lulav and tie it together. You need agad. So matzav, Reb Lezer holds, yalufin and lulav misukkah. We learn out lulav from sukkah. That just like by sukkah, Torah says tasim, you have to make the sukkah, and when you have to make it means at the time you make it, you have to make it when it's kosher. Here also, the lulav, you have to make the lulav kosher. Since here you didn't make it as kosher, it's no good. Here at the time when you tied it together, there were too many berries on Tadasim. So it wasn't a good Maisa Asiya of the Lulav. So now that you pick off the berries, that's not enough. You have to untie the Hadasim and the Aravis and tie it over again, make a new Maisa Asiya. That's Rav Lezer Svara. Umasav, you know what Rabbanon hold? Lo yafina Lulav misukkah. No, we don't learn out Lulav from Sukkah. In other words, it's not called a Mitzvah Asiya by Lulav. See, even though at the time when you put the Hadasim into the Lulav, it was a Posel Hadasim, but later when you remove the berries, it becomes kosher. And you don't have to make it over again, because there's no mitzvah asiyon by the lulav. The boy is saying, another terrace is like this, I'll tell you. If you tell me the locher is, that by lulav you have to tie the three meaning together, then true the kula yalma yafin lulav misukkah. Everybody holds you learn out the mitzvah lulav from sukkah. That it would be possible in this case. For hoch, you know what a chom svar is, what a chom says mutter. That's good for the machlokes. The Chum say there's no mitzvah to tie the three meaning together. The mitzvah is just holding your hand. The lulav, the adasim, the rovis, on the other hand, hold the esrig. There's no mitzvah tied together. So then there's no svar why it's possible here. At the beginning, true, it was possible it had too many berries on the adasim. But now when you remove the berries, the adasim is kosher. There's no mais asiya, there's no agad here. So about it was kosher. And like we say now, that everybody holds ein dicho yet the mitzvahs. Even though at the beginning it wasn't fit to be used, but later when it becomes roi, you could use it. The Gemara says, now v'plugta dani tanoi. There's a machlokes now in these tanoim. If you have to have agad or not, is there a mitzvah to tie the lulav together or not? The tanya we learned like this. Lulav, bein agad, bein sheino agad kosher. Whether you tie the three meaning together, you don't tie them together, as long as you hold it in your hand, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, agad kosher, no. If you tie the three meaning together, then it's kosher. Sheino agad, if it's not tied together, you should know the din is puzzle. More my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's svar, why is a puzzle if the three meaning are not tied together? So Mara says, yalef lekicha lekicha mi agudas ezef. He learns it out from the mitzvah of the agudas ezef. Whatever the Torah says, whether by Pesach or by Paraduma, Torah says use an agudas ezef. Ksiv hoch, it says here, ulakachtem lochem b'yem erishin. It says by the mitzvah of the dalad minim, you have to take the minim. Lakachtem lochem, take it. Now what's called the ma'is kicha? What's called the ma'is of taking it? We learn it out, uksiv hosim, it says another place, ulakachtem agudas ezef. By the Korban Pesach, it says, take a bundle of ezef, these hyssops, put a bundle of them together. Malahalan, just like by over there, aguda, it has to be tied together, you have to have a bunch of them, you can't just hold it together, it has to be tied together, the ezef, is afkan, huadin, by the mitzvah of dalad minim, is aguda, it has to be tied together. That's a Yudis Svara. For Rabbonon, less the lekicha lekicha. Rabbonon said, no, they were not makabel, this gzeir shava. A gzeir shava is a kabbalah, they were not makabel, there's no such gzeir shava. Zemara b'zoi, man tan l'huru tan Rabbonon. Next question, now who's the tan of this b'rais? We have a b'rais that says like this. Lulav, and that's what we hold halacha. Lulav, it's a mitzvah l'yogdoi. L'katchilo, there's a mitzvah to tie the three meaning together. V'yim lo yogdoi, but let's say you did not tie the three meaning together, you're just holding them in your hand, you should know kosher, still you makayim the mitzvah. So Gemara says, who does this go like? Mani, who is this? I Rabbi Yehuda, ki lo yogdoi amai kosher. If it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shit, he dashes the gzeres shava. Lekich lekicha, the mitzvah is tied together. If it's not tied together, you're not makayim the mitzvah lulav. I Rabbonin, Elamai, you want to tell me it goes according to Rabbonin Shita, my mitzvah covered. So according to Rabbanan, there's no gzeres shava. So what's the mitzvah? Why the mitzvah l'katchila do you have to tie the three together? According to Rabbanan, there's no limit for it. There's no gzeres shava of l'kicha. So there shouldn't be a mitzvah even to tie it together. So my answer is, li'olam Rabbanan. Really this price goes according to Rabbanan Shrita. That midiraisa, the ikka mitzvah doesn't have to be tied together. Abo mitzvah, mishum zekele v'yadveil. But there is a mitzvah l'katchila, like a hidden mitzvah, to make it look nice. Make it look nice. So the lulav looks nice if it's tied together. And that's what we do. It's an inyan of hiddur mitzvah, why we tie it together. But v'ikradim, we hold that the Rabbanan, that even if they're not tied together, still it's kosher. Right. Oishoho, the Mishnah says, anofim rubim. If you have too many berries on Zadasim, then the Zadasim apostle, because it's not called hodr, it doesn't look nice. But if it has too many berries, it doesn't look nice. Amarav Chizda, Dovo ze Rabbeinu Agodol Omru, Rabbeinu Agodol said this, Pihamokim Iyob Yezra, Kodesh Baruch Hu should give him Messiah to help him, that loishonu ela b'mokem echad. It was only learned if you have a lot of berries at one place. That's where it's possible. Avo b'shnayim o'shleishim k'aymas kosher. Even though you have more berries than you have leaves on the dastim, but if the berries are spread out in two or three places, then it's kosher. It's only possible it's all in one place. Shrashi b'mokem echad. Kishanofim kulam b'yachav. All the berries in one place. That's when it's no good. Rava says, like just the opposite.